Hey, 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 it's your girl Kate Bella coming at you with nothing but positivity. You guys know how I'm coming. Oh my goodness, I wanted to give a big shout out to my baby girl. She just turned 4 February 23rd and OMG, she is growing up so fast. I'm pretty sure you queen moms can relate, and you king dads can relate. Like, these kids are just growing. Oh, so precious. Nonetheless, lately, this 4-year-old of mine has been saying this little saying. I'll ask her, hey, can we, you know, get ourselves together so we can head out, or taking her out, or doing this or doing that, whatever it is that I'm doing. And she gets so excited about it. Next thing she says is, let's get it. Really? A 4-year-old? Let's get it? Okay, cool. I took it and I ran with it. I feel like every time we go to sleep and we wake up in the morning, blessed morning, we look at ourselves in the mirror and we're like getting ourselves situated and get ready for the day before you even walk out of the bathroom, let alone the house. Before you walk out of the bathroom, man, look at yourself and you tell yourself, let's get it. Because we gotta go get it. Regardless of what it is that we about to go do, we have to go get it. So, with that being said, let's start this segment, okay? Let's get it. So today's segment, I wanted to speak on self-care and self-love. Do you know how important and valuable it is to give love to yourself? Come on, talk about it. Think about how else would you even accept it or give it in return if you don't know how to do it for yourself? If it came to how you would receive it, embrace it, or accept it, how would you do that? If when you look at yourself in the mirror, sometimes you might feel disgusted. Sometimes you might feel like, oh, you know, my hair is not done. Oh, I didn't get a haircut today. Oh, my brows are not done. You know, queens, how we do it. My lashes not put on right. Oh, I don't have no lipstick or lip gloss today. Or, you know, men, I'm not groomed properly. At the end of the day, all of those extra stuff are just an enhancement to who you already are. They're enhancements to who we are and who we were already born to be. Like, when God created us, he didn't create us with a fresh haircut. He didn't create us with lashes and eyebrows. He didn't create us with, oh, we have to groom our faces and you know, shave, whatever you kings out there do. Y'all know how y'all do it. We weren't born like that. At the end of the day, honestly, it starts with us, with self. When you wake up in the morning and you go in the bathroom, who's the first person you see? You. Take a closer look at yourself. Smile. Admire how beautiful you are, my queen. Admire how handsome you are, my king. And make sure you make it your business before you walk out that bathroom to put a smile on, set the intention that no one and nothing's going to ruin your day, and that you are going to make the best out of it. All right, so it starts with A. Let's get it. You feel me? Okay, so honestly, let's think about it. Do we really need acknowledgement from anybody to make you smile or make you happy? I know some people might feel like yes, but in reality, you don't. You have to make your own self happy, because if you're gonna depend on anybody outside of your doors to make you happy, then you're destined to fail. Only because you don't need any reminders that you are worth it, you're or deserving of anything, because that's for you, and what's for you is gonna be for you, and what's not, it's not. But I can tell you what for sure is for you is your worth, your smile, your happiness, and everything else that comes with who you are, who you are destined to be, who you know you're going to be. When you look at yourself in the mirror, look past that. Look at all the bright things, all the amazing things that you've accomplished. Look at all of the amazing things that you're going to accomplish. You are perfectly and wonderfully made. From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, you are made whole. How about this? I did it for myself, so I'm not going to tell you guys to do something I didn't do for myself. I had to set a self-affirmation reminder for myself every day. Paste it on my mirror, and I always reminded myself, and you guys need to do the same thing. I am worthy. I am strong. I am courageous. I am great. I am beautiful. I am handsome for my kings. I deserve it. I own it. And at the end of all of that, it's going to work out for my greater good. Go ahead and paste those affirmations on your bathroom mirror or on a wall in your house or even the hallway or a phone, wherever it is visible for you. Make it happen. Keep reminding yourself. Keep pushing forward. Mind you, God gave you the ability to wake up this morning. That's all the tool you need to make it a great day and push through any obstacles that's going to come your way. Remember, kings and queens, you are in charge of how you will live out your life and your day. You are in charge. So start taking charge and be the best you we both know you can be. Love yourself, my kings and my queens, and I guarantee you the outcome will be so much greater. You do not need, listen, you do not need approval from anyone. God already took care of that. Now all you have to do is finish what he started with the strength, the knowledge, wisdom, and the guidance he provided. That's all we need. That is all we need. Remember, kings and queens, I'm always and forever here for you guys. Let me know if you have any questions. Let me know if you want to talk about it. And at the end of the day, let's get it. All right? Bye, babies.